Good morning. We're continuing with our topic of leaving over food, but this is actually going to be a related issue, and that is as follows. There's a Gemara that says in Sanhedrin Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol she'eino mishayer pasal shulchano, whoever doesn't leave over some of the bread on his table, eino ra'a siman bracha l'olam unatsia bracha ever. And in fact, the Gemara brings a pasuk in Iyuv to buttresses. Now, it happens to be that there is a lot of discussion in the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Achronim as to the technicalities of this, that it's supposed to be left over from your bread, it shouldn't be a shalem, that it shouldn't be a new roll, because there was a concern of avodah zarah. We're not going to get into all the details here. The bottom line of the Gemara is that there are actually two reasons to leave over from your bread on the table, especially for benching, and that is because it is mishum bracha, that this is a bracha that what we have, we will get to that shortly, and also, in case there are anim that come, we want to have food available and ready to feed them. So let's go through the halacha here. We are going to go through as it is recorded in the Sefer Eitz Hasada. He says as follows, Tzarek lahashir ma'apas ala shulchan b'shaz birkas ha-mazon. There's an obligation, mitzvah obligation, to leave over from the bread on the table when we are benching. Why? As follows, Kadeshia Nikar Lakoshim Avarchin Al Chasto Vitufo Hagodol Shechin Mazal Chobriosav, that we want to show, we want it to be evident and clear that we are saying a bracha, that's the Birkas of Mazon, because of the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, that he prepared for us food, and not only the basic food that we needed for the meal, but there was extra, and that's why we have extra bread left over after all the eating. Anche Savanu Vahotarnu, that's the key, that we you are now satiated, and there was excess. That's the tremendous bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. V'tishtareh alzeh bracha. And there's a concept there that you need something of material, something that is physical, in order for the bracha to be chal on. And accordingly, when we're saying the bracha, Birkas HaMazon, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the bracha should be there as well. That's the food that we have. So leave over some of the bread there so the bracha can be chal on that bread. So that is reason number one, because of the bracha, because of Birkas HaMazon, and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chesed that he's shown us, that we had enough and more. And also number two, v'gam kedeshia mezuman latet l'ani, and also number two, that we should have the food ready in case an ani comes, we should have it ready to give him. And continues the Sefer Eitz Hasada, v'tov l'hakbit shisharu sham perurin sheyesh bem kedei nesina. Accordingly, based on the second reason, we should have a sufficient amount that we have nice pieces that we would be able to give to an ani. So don't leave just crumbs on the table. It should be something that is dignified, that you would give it to somebody in order to eat. So in fact, there are various places that we see this concept of having not only sufficient, but having excess, and that is a bracha. So for example, when it came to Elisha the Navi, it's recorded in Melachim Beis, Ko Amar Hashem Achol Behoser, you should eat, and there should be excess. That is one place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha, there should be sufficient and more. Also, when it came to Rus eating, Vatochal, Tatispa, Vatosar, that she ate, and she was satisfied, satiated, and there was excess as well. That is why there is bracha. Number three, when it comes to Shemitah, the pasuk says in Vayikra Chavhei, Vitzivisias birchasi lachem bashana shishit, that you should have a bracha in the sixth year, that it will be sufficient for 3 years, the sixth, seventh, and eighth years, until the new crop grows. And in fact, when it comes to Shabbos, a fourth source for this, in Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Vayivarach limes yom hashvi'i, Chazal say as follows, that bracha was biman. That's the man, that was the bracha originally from Brias HaOlam, that we have a bracha Yom HaShvi, that there was enough that fell on Friday, and excess that was also used on Shabbos as well. So that's the concept that we have, the bracha, the tremendous bracha, is not only having enough, but having a little bit extra, leaving over a little bit extra from the bread that we start with, or if we had to bring more, so bring more, that it will be there for the Birkas HaMazon. So that's going to get us into an issue then, when we've been talking about the Baal Tashchis, wasting of food, and Bizwe Ochlim, disgracing of food. So how about if by virtue of having not finished the Lechem, somebody wanted to eat, for example, but you say, we need that last piece, for the Birkas HaMazon, we need it to be left over, because we have this halacha to leave over a little bit of the bread in order to have a benching, but then you're not going to have a use for that bread. No one's going to want to eat it there afterward. So the Heitz HaSada continues, Ha'ocha B'makam She'im Yashir Pas. If the situation is that you're going to leave over bread, v'lo yelo mala suspa, you're going to have anything to do with this bread. What am I going to do with this one piece of leftover bread? I'm not going to store it, and it started getting stale because we left it on the table and the like. And that will cause you that you're going to have to throw the bread out. So this is a conflict that we have. On the one hand, we're supposed to be leaving over bread for the Birkas HaMazon. On the other hand, if we leave it over, no one's going to eat it. We're going to have to throw it out. In that situation, it's more important that we don't throw out the bread. It's preferable to eat the bread, consume the bread, and not have it for the Birkas HaMazon rather than having to throw that bread out. However, having said that, we may have a solution. Achkama poskeis maneno, a number of the contemporary poskeim, kasu have written, shebiz maneno belav ha'achidai lehashirak me'al perurin. It would be sufficient nowadays to just leave a little bit of the crumbs. Why? Because practically speaking, we don't have anim coming to our houses at the end of the meal unexpectedly, so we wouldn't have to leave a lot over. So that's our solution. Eat the bread, but leave a little bit over, so it's less than a kazayis, so it wouldn't be prohibited to throw it out. In fact, Rav Eliashiv does say that it's not sufficient, even with this solution here. Don't leave a lot over, leave a little over, leave just a small amount, but it can't be just crumbs. That would not be sufficient to fulfill the imperative of showing that we have a bracha here and we have excess. Crumbs would not do it. It has to be something more significant. It has to be crumbs, or it has to be little pieces that have mamashes, that have something, some substance to it. But having said that, don't leave over too much. And apparently we would say, he doesn't say it explicitly, but apparently we would say there should be less than a kazayis. If the real concern of throwing out food is when you have a kazayis or more, leave somewhat less than a kazayis, but more than crumbs. So we have bracha, but when it gets eventually thrown out, if that's the situation, there would not be an isser in throwing out that bread, that excess bread. It's because it's less than a kazayis. So in the end of the day, if that's the situation, you have a choice. Somebody can eat it and you won't have left over for Birkas HaMazon, or somebody won't eat it and you'll have left over, but then you're going to have to throw it out. That's not a good solution, throwing it out. What you should do is somebody should eat most of it, leave a little bit, something substantial but not significant, so we'd say less than a kazayis, leave that over for benching, and even if in the end of the day you have no use for it and you have to throw it out, at least it's less than a kazayis. Have a wonderful day.